This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, speaking of farmers waiting and watching the trade war, today the Department of Agriculture announced details of that $12 billion aid package we learned about a month or so ago. There's money for soybean farmers, a specific target of Chinese tariffs, as we've reported. Also help for corn and wheat growers, dairy and pork, too. There's cash coming to them. There's straight-up government food purchases. Also more marketing for American foods overseas. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the details on that part of this story.
Before China's 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans kicked in this summer, Minnesota farmer Bill Gordon was hoping to turn a profit. But now?
We've estimated that we'll have a negative impact of around $100,000. So that's $100,000 short of paying our bills just in soybeans alone.
Gordon can soon apply for cash relief of $1.65 per bushel of soybeans, times half his total production. Crops eligible for smaller payments include sorghum, wheat, and corn. In all, USDA expects to pay more than $4.5 billion directly to farmers. On a call with reporters, USDA chief economist Robert Johansson acknowledged the trade war comes at a tough time for farmers. Net farm income has fallen more than 50% since 2012.
And in real terms, our estimate for net farm income over the next 10 years is expected to continue to decline.
Kevin McNew is chief economist with Farmers Business Network. He says the allocations seem fair, but there's a limit of $125,000 per person.
And while it may sound like a lot, it's going to be very constraining for your typical farmers.
As for farmer Bill Gordon, he estimates he'll get about $20,000 to compensate for his soybean losses, leaving him another $80,000 in the hole.
It's still a Band-Aid on an arterial bleed.
He'd rather see more of the money spent to develop new customers. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.